I'm Victoria.
And I'm Carol and Baha. And as you can see, we're in a different corner.
Yes.
Yes, with yes, just a different corner of the space. Not dead center anymore. Because from time to time, Kai likes to change his own feng shui.
And I mean, it has been a month, so...
Yeah. He likes to change his feng shui in all of his locations. And, you know, but not in accordance to any hokey-pokey feng shui thing. Just ikut citarasa sendiri.
And for those that heard some scratchy noises just now, sorry, I was just adjusting... Amelia's volume and your pot scratchy too.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you know.
This mixer costs like double now.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
Yeah. Like, you know, a beloved Behringer?
Yeah, Behringer ZenX 1204.
Which has been with you how long?
At least since 2008. 2009, around there.
You are not letting go of this baby. Not like the last one that you sell.
Which last one?
Maybe not mixer, but like that thing you sold like for like 50 pounds.
I mean, I
like...
sell so many rand. Oh, the 50. Oh no, that was a fucking. That was stupid.
Yeah, that was. I mean, there was a young foolish thing that some.
For those
that
don't know, like yes, I used to have one of the first machines I had to record audio was a Tascam. I want to say a Porta Studio, but I'm not sure. Because it was one of the very early four-track recorders. So it was like this big. Mm-hmm. This big for just four tracks. Cassette deck over there. Four channels. And it's the same model that Bruce Springsteen recorded his first album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the second four-track that Tascam released for commercial use.
Hey.
I bought it for £100.
He was strapped for cash as a student.
Not for necessary things. I was strapped for cash to go party on a weekend. So I sold it for £50.
How much is it worth now?
$2,000 US.
But then you sold it in what year?
98.
Yeah.
Was the party? 98,
99. No, 99, 2000, around there.
Yeah.
But was the party worth
it? No, not worth it. Not worth it. No. £50 only gets you so far in London.
Even then. But I mean, like, you know, hindsight is 2020.
That's the thing. During that era, that like late 90s going to 2000s, it was that period where everyone's going, everything's gone digital now. All this old is shit.
Yeah.
So cassette players, fucking Super 8 film cameras, film cameras in general, everything was so fucking cheap. And now it's like, ooh, this shit is vintage and hipster.
Oh my god, so retro, so nostalgic. Like, oh my god.
So I see people on Instagram using old four-track tape machines to do lo-fi beats, which are still being recorded out to digital. But you know, it's warm.
You know, it's got that scratch.
It's got that retro
warm,
feel, man.
Fuzzy feeling.
As someone who came from tape, trust me, anyone who's worked on tape's like, fuck tape. Love the sound of it. Hated working with it.
Contrary to popular belief, this is not the Boomer podcast. This is the Geeks in Malaysia podcast.
But there's a Boomer that exists over here.
Yes, I think.
What?
All three of us.
No, I'm the oldest, right?
Yeah, not by much.
Not by much.
Not by much.
But, you know, I can remember some shit that...
Oh, yeah, we can clearly all remember the same shit.
Can we?
I just don't remember shit.
Do you remember ashtrays in cinemas?
Like, wasn't it at the side here?
I mean, in England, it was the front pocket. The seat of the person in front of you was a flip open. Ashtrays in cinemas and theaters. Can you imagine that? Going to see, like, fucking Les Miserables and sparking a cigarette.
Yeah.
No.
That shit was real.
I
remember smoking in planes.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't smoke in planes.
That's the side.
I don't smoke in planes, but I remember smoking in planes.
Ashtrays in the back seats of cars.
Yes.
That one I know.
I still don't understand why. I think someone explained to me why, but then I still don't understand. Sometimes I cannot remember why there are still ashtrays in toilets on planes.
Emergency.
Is there still?
Yeah.
No, that's an emergency precaution.
Really?
For what? Yeah. You're literally like, if you smoke on a plane, you get kicked out. I actually used to. Oh, this is... Fuck it. Come at me, Mas.
They're not called Mas anymore.
What are they called?
MH.
What? MAB?
Sorry. No. Yeah. They changed the company has changed. They
Malaysian
changed
Airlines
companies.
Berhad.
Yes.
MAB?
Yeah.
Because it's
well, I see Queen Mab has been with you.
Yes. Because MES is Malaysian Airline Systems. But then after the crashes, after the whole thing,
Mab does not have a good ring.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, MH is the call sign.
Yes.
Excuse me?
My bad. Sorry, I knew there was an MH somewhere.
Oh, man. But anyway, yeah. So a friend of mine's brother actually gave me this tip. I'll tell you who later. It worked. It's just... I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. But I'm saying it worked. So the toilets in planes are vacuums. Uh-huh. They suck out your poo and pee.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
So you light up a cigarette, you smoke it near the toilet bowl, and then every couple of puffs, flush.
Yeah, but won't people be like, the fuck is he doing?
Yes, they were wondering what the fuck I was doing in there. So I just come out and be like, do not go in there. Woo! Jim Carrey style.
Speaking of which, he says he's planning to retire, so I mean, he's had a good
After
career.
Sonic, though?
Well...
They said they're not going to recast.
No, I know, but it's...
You were hoping he would go out on a high?
It is kind of like, whenever people retire, and it's like they retire... Like, Sean Connery retiring after League. I'm like, really? Not one more, like, something else before you retire?
No, because, I mean, Jim Carrey feels like... I think he's already been feeling like he's done.
Yeah. But, you know, just...
You want him to go out on a high? On, like, really, like... But,
like, and fuck you, I'm out! Kind of.
But he's not about that.
Yeah. Go hang out with Michelle Gondry. Do something that really means something to you.
Again.
Right?
Just one more.
One more.
Just one more for the road, man.
I don't know. Like, I totally respect it. He wants to retire. Like, hey, he has got a fucking good run.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have... For me, Jim Carrey would have had a better run if people would just believe in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But...
That's the thing, because, like, with Jim Carrey, like... I do agree with his philosophies that everyone, you know, has been like, what the fuck is going on with Ace Ventura? His presentation is a bit...
Yeah.
It's hard for them regular humans to digest.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't even touched the memoir.
Oh, shit, I just realized. Fucking...
If you're wondering what Kai's
fucking levels
about,
are fine, I'm going to take this off.
Check out our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/GeeksInMalaysia.
Yes, and he's putting the... Can we see it? On screen?
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, okay then. Never mind that. Just leave it lah, you're alone.
But yeah, I mean, I have his memoir too, and I haven't even touched it yet. It's just sitting there collecting dust.
Wait, is this the one, his fictional memoir?
Fictional yet non-fictional.
Semi-powerful.
I want to read that book.
Yeah.
I mean, people have been
saying
it's interesting.
What was it called again? Apparently, Nicolas Cage loves his portrayal in it.
Of course. Why not?
But I mean, I think you remind... Have you guys read the Simon Pegg memoir?
I have it again.
No.
I read that. That's really funny.
I can imagine. It's called Memoirs and Misinformation. That's his book.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. But we're not here today to talk about Jim Carrey. We're not here to talk about ashtrays on trains.
Oh,
trains,
I was gonna
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Talk about the last another person who's bowed out of the industry.
Who?
It's a bit sad, lah.
Who?
Bruce.
Oh yeah. Oh, that one hit hard. That one did hit very hard.
Yeah. Oh, my,
although I'm a bit. Like, I don't know how he would feel about this, but some of the posts have been going up just made me feel like he's not dead.
Yeah, but like,
people are talking about him like he's dead. I'm like, he's not dead. He's just retiring because of a medical condition.
That is very hard.
It's very hard for him to just.
Yeah.
Like, but
I think people.
He's alive.
Yeah.
But what upsets me more is the reports that are slowly coming out of how he was treated on a lot of the films. Like, apparently this condition.
He's been living in it for quite a while.
Yes. And he's been trying on sets for people to, like, you know, feed him lines or basically...
But here's the thing. Do people know that he has a condition?
That's the thing. People are like, oh, it's just Bruce being Bruce.
Well, yeah.
And
if,
like...
If you're... I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you don't know it's a condition and you're just like... An actor just constantly asking for lines to be written and fed everywhere, you're going to be like, fucker, learn the script. If you know that the person has a serious condition...
That's true.
Then you'd adapt accordingly.
I don't
like,
know.
Like so, how so that, Spike so, Lee had no idea that what's his name was you know dying.
What
Chadwick?
Chadwick. Yeah.
He had no idea.
No one had any idea.
So Spike just thought he was like being a deal. Like, why the fuck he's got like a personal masseur coming with him to the jungle? It's fucking weird. It's like he's got such a huge entourage. And then when he passed away, it's like, oh, holy fuck.
What? Like,
all the people who were saying like, oh, you know, Chadwick's losing so much weight for a role. Yeah. Like, no, he was dying, motherfucker.
But people don't know. They're just going to make the assumptions based on your profession. And your profession is an actor. And there's plenty of...
assholes.
No, I was going to say there's plenty of stories of Bruce Willis being a diva on set already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, it just sounds like par for the course, you know what I mean?
Now, do you remember that story that Kevin told about how bees, that story.
The bees?
The one where Bruce called him up.
Saying, oh, about the bees, yeah.
Now, I'm looking at it going, was his condition already there at that point? Was he just sort of like forgetting stuff?
No, but aphasia is not about forgetting stuff. It's about saying, like, you know, I'm talking about, you know, like assholes, but then like, you know, and like for apples and like, you know, and it's like, you know, oranges and,
okay.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, you know, like cums and like, you know, yeah.
Okay.
That aphasia is you.
It's a communication problem, not a memory problem.
Not a memory problem. It's yeah, like your brain wants to say apples, but then what it comes out is cars.
Ah,
which
I mean,
tricky if you're an actor.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But now Kevin Smith has come out and said, "I'm sorry for all of that."
I mean, look, it to me is like that's, you know, a nice thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
like the stuff happened, but hey, it's been a while since that happened.
Yeah,
he's come a long way since then.
Bruce has become a bit nicer.
I mean. Who knows? One never gets to see the personal side of Bruce.
That's true. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's Bruce Willis.
Yes.
And I guess before we talk about today's topic, are we going to keep his wife's name out his motherfucking mouth or not?
Oh.
Let's just
the one
not.
Year. The Let's one year not. I said, fuck it, I'm not going to watch the Oscars this year. I was so tired that every year I make it a point to watch the Oscars no matter how tired I am. And this year I went, fuck it, and this shit happens, and I'm like...
I think everyone's already talked enough about it.
Yeah.
It, no, you know... It,
there's was an like, opinion there for everyone.
No, yeah, that was like the last straw, because literally right after that, I was like, motherfucker, I'm a deactivate my Facebook, because this is just
it was
like,
fucking everywhere.
Hot takes left, right, and center. Like, I don't give a shit what hot take you have, bitch. You know? So, yeah, I don't have to listen to it. Exactly. So, bye-bye, Facebook. Yeah.
I mean, all I'll say is, like, I got mad respect for Chris Rock because he did what a host does.
Yeah.
Like, he stayed on job.
Yes.
Which was very impressive.
He was like...
Because you could tell, like, he was rattled. Mm. Yeah. He stayed on job. Whether or not the joke was appropriate or not, that's a different conversation. To me, I'm just like... He came across as the better man.
Yeah, of course.
You know? I mean,
And the other thing is... I still can't wrap my head around Tiffany Haddish's comment to Jada Pinkett.
What was it? That I missed?
Because to her, like, you know, some people say, like, he was right. Some people say he's wrong. So to Tiffany, it was like, that was a husband looking out for his wife.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, that's your opinion. Fine. I disagree because of the wife. but then she said, like, she told Jada, like, you know, you better suck his dick from behind tonight. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I asked my wife, and she's like, you know, like, you know, and I'm like, no, I don't know. How big is his dick that she could suck it from behind? What do you mean? You know, like, it's so good, it feels like it came from behind. I'm like,
how the fuck does that work?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
And she's like, you know, like, I don't know. You understand Tiffany Haddish? I don't. I guess you don't understand either.
But like, so, you know, like I don't think like most of the female. Oh my god, I sound like a pick me girl.
I'm just saying, like,
pick me girl.
If anyone can explain that, because to me, like, what I've taken out from all this is there is a way a woman can suck a dick from behind.
Let us know in the comments. What are your
sorry, guys. Obviously explicit. Obviously.
If you didn't know, just because I was gone for a couple of months does not mean I forgot to say my poopies and fucks.
And if this is your first time listening to us...
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Fuck you.
So yes, we have been gone a while. I mean, we say a while. We haven't been in the studio for a while.
It's been a while!
The last two...
Yeah, because some of us have been really busy.
Yeah. And the last two internet sessions reminded us of why we don't do it on the internet anymore.
Oh, God. Thank you, internet service of the place I was in.
Yes. Yes. Yes, surprisingly.
But yes, now we're back in the studio and we're ready to talk about submarine. A film. Submarine, yes.
In real life. Back face in the to submarine. Face in the flesh.
And we're back to talk about a
among
film us. That came out a month and a half back, but still...
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty relevant. Right? I think
month
it's
and a half,
relevant.
Yeah.
Still fucking relevant. People are still talking about this amongst other things. Yes.
The Batman.
Yes.
The,
not, the Batman.
Not a Batman.
The Batman.
89 was just Batman.
Yes.
And then he returns.
Yes.
Then he's forever. Then there's Robin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he
and
began.
Then after that he began.
Did.
And then don't call me Batman.
What?
I'm the Dark Knight.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
And then he rose. Then call me Batman again. I'm going to fight Superman.
Yep. And then?
And then, the Batman.
Yes.
Did I miss any?
No.
Right, in between?
I mean...
I'm not going to count Justice League.
Yeah,
Justice
that's why.
League.
Justice
yeah.
League.
Or the cartoons. Suddenly, tiba-tiba, the YouTube algorithms. Who's been watching Batman cartoons on Facebook? Because... On YouTube? Because the algorithm lords have fed me, like,
I mean,
death
I've been watching
death
a
the
few
family.
Here and there. Yeah.
They've been feeding me death in the family, and I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good... Wait.
I know.
The animated movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that one's good. Hey,
yeah.
Death in the Family.
It looks
good. I remember Red Hood. Which one?
No. Because I need to get my hands on a physical copy of Death in the Family because it has that multiple you choose your own ending shit again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that one.
Yes,
yeah, I didn't see that one.
They're recreating
the
comics.
I mean the movie. I mean the animated movie. It's a movie. It's not a series, yeah?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, but you still get to pick the ending.
Yeah.
Really?
You get to choose whether... Basically...
Science.
Yeah.
Now, when did it come out? Is it...
this was about a year back?
Was it before the pandemic or during?
During the pandemic.
Wow. So it was like Bandersnatch technology, right?
Yeah.
Which I really need to watch because I haven't watched Bandersnatch either.
But it is the Batman that we'll be talking
about.
Yes.
The Batman. Arpats.
Yes.
Arpats, who's... he
constantly steals socks.
No more twinkle.
No, now he's gone into a full-blown bat.
They were like, it took him long enough.
He's turned into an extra from the Helena video for My Chemical Romance.
Oh, fuck off.
Except
my God,
this guy does not have an umbrella.
No,
he's gonna stand in the rain.
Like My Chemical Romance.
I mean, come on, the black eyeshadow, fucking long hair.
At least
streams for Something in the Way by Nirvana have gone up by like a billion.
Yes, bitch. And it's like, hey, this guy looks like the guy from Foo Fighters. Yes.
What? Yes. No, people who look at Nirvana and like, hey, the drummer looks suspiciously like the guy from Foo Fighters. Just like how The Rock looks suspiciously like Dwayne Johnson. They look about the same.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, we were having this conversation with the boys at TDSC. And then he was like, this Childish Gambino looks like the guy in Community, huh?
Yeah. Look about the same.
But then the boys at TDSC did not know that Donald Glover was.
Yeah, Childish Gambino.
I mean, they don't watch Atlanta, and they don't, you know, they just, and they didn't even know who Childish Gambino was. Like, Kenkin at least knew, like, this was America, but, like, you
okay.
know. I love Shenyu, but, like, no, okay. He didn't know, like, at all.
Yeah, I wanna, okay, yes? Something in the Way surged by 737% on streaming.
What? Oh, the Nirvana song.
Yeah, Something in the Way.
Not bad for the last track of the album.
Eh, no, it wasn't.
I mean, after that was a secret track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's technically the last
track of the
listed.
Album.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, The Batman.
Because the secret track is just... The secret track is just... Fuck lithium! Because
fuck lithium.
No, because Dave Grohl kept speeding up on lithium. So then they made him use a click track. And for a drummer to be given a click track, it's like, you can't keep time. And it was still fucking tough.
Yeah.
So apparently at some point, like, fuck this! Wet everything on the fucking line! Fuck you!
Ah, drummer jokes.
Yeah.
And then, put light then.
We gave it to you, La. Theta. Mm. Speaking of which...
Batman.
The Batman.
Man, this movie's dark.
No shit!
What?
Visually.
Okay.
Did you not, like... Okay, for those people who complain, it's very dark. Like, what the fuck did you expect?
The way it's shot, though, like, if you're in a bad cinema, like, bad projection...
Yeah. Absolutely.
You ain't gonna see shit.
Yeah. Like, I watched it in IMAX first. Oh, I loved it. And then when I watched it on a smaller screen, I was like, yeah, this... It gets a bit hard to see some bits.
I watched it on the Dolby screen.
Okay, chotto matte. Like, you know, like... Oh, okay, let's just like... First quick like review is that we all love the movie, right?
Oh, yeah. I fucking love
it. Okay, so then from here on end, it will just be all spoilers. So,
yeah. It's been a while. So, yeah, spoilers.
Yes, spoilers. And so, if you haven't seen the movie, just click off now and just come back later. Okay.
And if you haven't seen the movie, it's coming out on digital on April 19th. There you go. It's just 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that people who didn't... Okay, I'm not surprised, but... Like, just scrolling through Facebook, the people that I know that didn't like it, their reasons I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Like, to me,
so much so that both of us are like, I mean, they entitled their own opinion, but they're wrong.
Yeah, totally. I'm not saying that they're wrong, because, you know, opinion is an opinion. To me, it's just more of like...
you need to broaden your horizons.
Nolan's dick has been sucked enough already. Because it really does feel like
really
these are people
like
that are...
Nolan up on
a
pedestal?
It feels like they're the ones that... If it's this or Nolan, Nolan is better.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name, but I think we all know one of our resident Batman freaks said that Nolan's was better. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
You need to text me that. I'm like, No, wait. My resident Batman freak said it was okay.
The one that I saw on Facebook starts with an M, his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed it to you.
And I'm also going to put my hand on my chest and say, Selamat datang kembali.
No, what we should say is Ramadan Karim.
First, and then
Ramadan Karim.
Cuti Malaysia. It's fucking Muhibah in a row. Holding up this would be an MAB ad. Anyway.
But he still gave an 8 out of 8.
No, yeah.
8 out of 10.
But he said he still preferred Nolan.
No, but that's fine. What he's talking about are the haters.
Yeah, there are people that's like, what is this fucking stupid
this
movie?
Whiny-ass shit.
This Batman's whiny and one this Joker
that,
makes no set.
That
I mean,
Commissioner Gordon was stupid, that it should have been directed
by Batman can just
others.
Walk along like inside a road only, walk into a club like Slumbo only, and like, because he's the Batman. And here's the thing, because those are the things
that mine was, my hater was like, you know, why is he walking in straight from the club? He's a ninja-ass shit. And I'm like, you know, why does he need to walk in from the front door? And I'm like...
Because he's Batman. Yeah. Because those are the things that I appreciated about this Batman. Because at first, it is jarring. We're so used to seeing Batman on a gargoyle.
looking over the city.
So then, when, like, first off, like, just seeing him, which was in the trailer, seeing him walk into a crime scene, it's like... Number one, we've never seen this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Nolan, yeah. You have it in moments. Like Commissioner Gordon comes in like, oh, Batman's already here.
Mm.
Right? This one, like, bro, like knocks on the door and walks in.
Yeah.
It's like, I know for people it feels weird, but to me it's just like, this is a ballsy pimp move.
Yeah.
How else do you think he's going to just drop it from the ceiling? What's wrong with you?
I mean, those people would argue, because he's Batman.
Yes.
And I'm like...
He's also a human fucking being.
And he's a year two Batman.
Yeah, he's still learning the ropes at this point.
My anti-fan is going like, I know year two, but I'm like, do you really know it's year two, bitch?
Because to me, like...
said it a number of times.
No, as in like, does he's and the anti-fan realize what
loved,
year two
like,
actually
the,
fucking means, bitch?
The character progression of this movie.
Yeah.
You know, because if you do a year one, it's always becoming, what do you call it? Learning the ropes from the first time to become this character.
Batman Begins.
Right? With year two, it's him realizing what this character is.
Yes.
Because he starts off as vengeance.
Yes.
And it'll get spoilery. We did warn you. He starts off as vengeance. But then that moment in the third act.
Yes.
When the bad guys are saying, I am vengeance. And he realizes, like, I'm a bit fucked up, aren't I?
Yes.
No, I mean, and it brings the mirror up to, like, what a lot of superhero movies or superhero storylines are about. Like, yes, you are, especially, like, superpowered superheroes.
Yeah.
You have so much superpower. So then your goodness pushes, because there needs to be balance in the force. So your superpowers push super villains to become super villains.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're talking about that and bringing up, like, you know, the balance between mirror.
But also him realizing Batman, like, for a movie this fucking dark, visually, there's hope at the end.
Yeah.
And him realizing, like, Batman
needs to be more.
He can't just be vengeance in the shadows.
Yes. Yeah.
He needs to be hope. Yes. Literally leading them into the light.
I mean, a bit
literal.
A bit
on the fucking nose.
A bit on the nose.
But like, he realizes, no, he has to be a hero. He can't, like, because to me, that's one of the things that Man of Steel got way off.
Mm.
Because Man of Steel, like, I'm fighting these bad guys, I'm destroying the city, and then at the end, a fucking general is like, how the fuck do we know that you're cool? You just dropped our missile, it cost $1 million. And the only thing you have to go on, like, bro, trust me, I'm cool, okay? I'm from Kansas. Which, I think if that movie came out now, they'd be like, he's from Kansas?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Is Superman QAnon? No offense to anybody listening from Kansas.
Yeah. You might not all be that way.
Say hi to Toto for me. Anyway.
Yeah. Fuck.
Kansas is in Oklahoma, right?
Oklahoma. Well.
Never mind.
I feel bad for a second. I thought it was a state.
Isn't Kansas in...
Kansas City, Missouri?
Yes.
Ah.
There you go.
But yeah.
I only know that from a Chappelle show.
Hey, we're not Americans.
Grits
so fuck
and
you.
Gravy.
Yeah, we have a good reason for not knowing.
Grits and gravy. Kansas City, Missouri. I'll buy my mama a house, and I'm spend the rest on PCP.
Ooh, I'm not going to go to you.
But the thing is, like, what drove a point that I realized in this is that the fact that a lot of movies don't emphasize the fact that the villains are created out of...
Sometimes.
What, yeah, are created out of what Batman has left behind.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I would argue, like, every Iron Man villain is Tony Stark's fault.
Well, yeah.
And everyone, the rest of the Avengers, like, you did this, bro.
Yeah.
You fucking did this.
But no one is going, Batman, you did this, bro.
No, the Riddler is saying, you did this, bro.
Yeah, but that's just the Riddler.
Okay, let's get on to the Riddler.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of issues with,
like,
the Riddler.
I was talking to Hannah about it on set. Like, she loved the movie, but she didn't like the Riddler, the choices, Paul Dano's choices. I fucking
loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved the. God, this is freaky and haunting.
No, my favorite moment is still like, hey guys, thanks for the subscribers.
Oh god, yeah, his little thanks YouTube moment.
Come on, so many. You know,
me
what?
And Eva actually laughed in the cinema.
No, bro, obviously.
Because I was like,
it's such a break of character.
Even the bad guys are reminding us to like and subscribe.
Click on that notification.
No, bro, like, I mean, this is what
donate to my Ko-fi.
this is what some shows are picking up at the moment. Yeah. This vibe, because even like, I know Uma really hates the show, but like Hellbound is Korean show.
Uh-huh.
But like, yeah, because like there is an antagonist. There is this online antagonist present. All these like stupid, like, you know, like electric boogaloo people, like this, and they're all, I can't remember their names. I'm not Proud Boys, the Proud Boy people, you know, like, so he's like this online instigator, and yeah, he goes like and subscribe, yay, look at all the fans, yay, look at all the comments, man, yeah, and I'm like, no, yeah, this is something that I think that's in this, wow,
it's the world now,
yeah,
it's the world,
it is
now.
The world
exactly
now.
It's exactly,
it was just interesting, like, to see it represented with the Riddler, because especially, like, did you see the Riddler's follower numbers? It's not that big,
500 something,
yeah.
Which so is that's exactly what you get for, like, QAnon numbers.
That was an article that someone was pointing out, like, about how now the Batman is. Because it's like, they're like, look how many followers the Riddler needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To execute this mission that could have destroyed, like, the infrastructure of an entire city.
It almost did.
I mean, he did blow up the literal infrastructure.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the governing powers.
Yeah.
Because he was going to kill, like, the mayor, all the fucking people that are in, you know, like,
I mean,
the mayor's building.
I mean,
the mayor's office.
Yes.
I mean, it freaking speaks to, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's very
6th.
QAnon, yeah.
It's basically, like, fucking January 6th. You know what I mean? Wow.
And did you see the comment section of his fucking socials?
No, that I didn't.
Like, you see, like, because... You know, there's people like, yeah, like some guy like, hey, don't forget the cling wrap to make sure that your DNA. Is a 12 gauge okay? I'm going to be bringing 22s.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh my
that.
God.
Yeah.
This comment section.
No, but I mean, that
shit happens in
that's,
real life.
That's what happened.
This is the real.
That's what fucking happened in January.
And this is what I feel this Batman in specific is the most grounded in reality Batman.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Like,
because all his gadgets, until this Batman, Nolan's was the most realistic gadgets.
Yes.
And then
even then, it was still like the top.
Yeah, but to me, it was like Nolan was trying to make all the fantastical from Batman.
Mm.
And like, okay, how can we justify it?
Mm.
Right, okay, so the Batmobile is always supposed to be fine. Okay, so it's a military thing, da-da-da. Him flying with the bat wings, like, okay, the fucking whatever the fuck, right?
I mean, you know, then, yeah.
You know, and
you get
grounding
into, like,
it in...
You get into, like, Mission Impossible spirit territory.
Right, like, this suit was meant for spelunking,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas this Batman, it really does feel DIY.
Yeah, like
his Batmobile looks like he fucking made it.
I fucking love this Batmobile.
Dude, gearheads. Like, I've been finding so many articles about how much they love the engine sound.
That is a fucking, I'm sorry, that's a fucking thing, fucking beauty.
But the, just the Gatling gun, when he first pulls it out and it comes out his wrist, and my first on my head, like, makes sense?
Yeah.
Fucking makes sense.
And then instead of having, what, a big ass cape? No.
Oh no, he had a halo suit.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, yes!
I'm like,
face jumping!
I don't know why you pulled the parachute under the bridge. That's a fucking rookie thing to do, you dumb motherfucker.
But you see, that makes sense because he's still learning.
You too.
Like, that irritates me. Like, there were
Need to learn to not open the parachute under a bridge. Like, what did you expect would happen?
No, it'll be okay because he's Batman.
which people have.
Oh, and the fact that the bat symbol is a fucking knife?
Batarang! I'm like, come on, that was genius.
It's like, click. Oh, shit!
Yeah. Practical.
Although, there is one thing on his suit that I'm like, what the fuck is that for?
When?
You notice he has one leg pouch? It's a fucking big leg pouch on one leg.
Oh, I didn't
I didn't see him pull jack shit out of it. I'm like, that's fucking annoying. Just remove it. Unless you need to carry something.
Maybe that's where the fucking adrenaline came from.
Oh, the adrenaline shot was such a fucking... That was so practical.
Yes.
That totally made sense. Batman will get tired.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. Fuck it!
Part of me... A part of me didn't talk that it was just only adrenaline. Because I think it was
green. You thought it was crack? Batman's like... Oh man, I'm gonna get the Joker.
What the fuck?
You want some crack?
But I'm sorry. No, after that,
is that Bane juice or something?
Oh, what the
Bane juice?
No, there are some people that have theorized it could have been the same juice that
it literally said adrenaline on the bottle.
Okay, I didn't see.
Because people are like, "Ooh, it's green. Bane has green shit going through him too."
me too.
But I'm sorry, but that moment
but
after,
actually that was brilliant.
That
was
practical.
Like, yeah, that was like, you know, okay, come at me.
Like, it just makes him more human.
Yeah, and when he beat the shit out of the guy after that, it's like, whoa.
Oh, the fight sequences, I like how, what do you call it? I was rewatching on YouTube the club fight sequence.
Mm.
And like, you can see everything.
Yeah.
It's when he's fighting, dude doesn't cut away that much.
That's what I appreciate. Right? There's a lot of wide shots of the fights.
And his brutality.
Yeah.
Like, every time he's got one of the punches, like, pom, pom, pom. Although, you know one thing that made me go, like, multiverse? Okay. Mm. The first gang that he fights.
Oh, I think I know where you're getting it.
You know where I'm getting it?
Yes.
You watch the Gotham?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. So, the kid that, like, they're trying to get him to beat up some subway guy.
Yeah.
And he's a bit worried about.
The half and half.
Yeah. Case. He's Tim Drake in Gotham.
Yeah.
The actor or...
The actor plays Tim Drake in Gotham. So not Gotham, fucking Titans.
Titans, sorry,
not
yeah.
Not Gotham,
so Titans. There's theories that...
Because Gotham's fun. Yeah.
Oh, yay, someone's admitted
it. Have you been...
So which, no, makes, which makes me go... Oh, yeah, okay. Which makes me go like, so wait, our Pat is going to turn into Khaleesi's whipping boy Batman? But then I'm like, but then what, this kid didn't age... So, part of me's like, what is this? I don't know. For a moment, because he keeps getting close-ups, I'm like, multiverse. And then I'm like, I don't want to see this crossover with Titans.
No, I mean, to be fair, I think there is a reasoning behind that because there was a lot of attention given to him.
Right?
Yeah.
Although, part of me's like, is he just some hot actor that everyone just likes to do close-ups of?
No, no.
Because he didn't become Robin in Titans. By the end of it, Tim...
spoilers.
Dick Grayson... Well, who gives a shit? It's Titans. For real, though. For
it's
real.
True. It's true. I mean, like...
Dick Grayson is probably going to train him up to be the next Robin because he helps out with some shit.
Yeah.
It's Titans.
Such a waste of the guy playing fucking Dick.
It's a waste of all of them. They're actually really good actors.
Yeah.
You know?
Stupid show.
Fuck Titans. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Because every season...
I'm obviously never, ever going to work for DC.
Every season Marvel all the way, some weird shit.
Manifest that
hey,
shit.
Hey, DC.
Some Tom Holland energy.
Peacemaker.
Oh, fuck. Ooh. Yes. Fuck
James
yes.
Gunn. James Gunn.
James Gunn.
But that's not what we're going to talk about. Talk about Batman.
Batman. No, but there's another theory. Uh-huh. Also, because they did not rule out that the whole Arthur Fleck Joker universe also fits into this universe. No. Okay, wait. It's not that that Joker will
one
appear.
One shot, because, like, come on, guys. Just give us one shot. It's fine.
Arthur Fleck's Joker will obviously not appear in the Batman because obviously
it's age, a different era.
Yeah, different era. But,
oh, but this Joker influenced the other Joker and all that stuff. And
that's the thing. All the hoodlums that were dressed as the Joker mask is almost like second or third gen from, like, their grandparents could have been.
But this universe already has a Joker.
It's a... Like, what they're saying is, like, he was inspired by
Warner Brothers didn't say this, though, right?
No.
So, yeah, it's just fanboys. Okay.
Fan theories.
But Matt Reeves has not denied it.
Yeah, they won't.
No, Matt Reeves hasn't denied a lot of things. Have you seen the deleted Joker scene?
Oh, fuck yes.
It's quite nice, because Warner Brothers put it up.
Yeah.
It's a great scene, but I get why it's unnecessary.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's like, it would kill the pace a bit. It is literally a Hannibal Lecter scene.
And also, I feel it would have taken a lot more shine away from the Riddler.
But having it at the end, that was nice. Like, it sets up that there's more than just the Riddler.
Yeah. Right.
But having it in the middle, because it was literally Clarice Starling, Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. And you
Batman
barely...
comes in.
Oh, with Harley.
Batman comes in to meet the Joker with the files on the Riddler, passes it. What do you think?
Oh.
And what was genius
and the
is
Riddler
that...
being all Hannibal Lecter.
No, the Joker being all
sorry,
Hannibal.
Joker being all Hannibal Lecter, and then he takes it back, and that's it.
And the thing is, you never actually clearly see his face, and I thought that was genius.
Although someone photoshopped the shots together to make the full face.
Because you see...
Because it was a fucking Irish boy.
Yeah.
Barry Keoghan.
Keoghan. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Because you see, okay.
And the way, like, Matt Reeves said, like, this Joker... So you've had... Heath Ledger cut himself, right?
Ooh, this joke
Jared Leto is, you know,
let's not talk about
MGK. fucking, and all the other Jokers, Joaquin was a clown, and Jack Nicholson fell into a vat of acid, right? So this Joker, for him, is like he was born deformed with that smile, with a fucked up
it kind
facial.
Actually, you know what?
Because you notice it's very off.
Yes.
It's unsymmetrical.
You know what it reminded me of? A mixture of the Arkham Asylum Jokers, because that one also...
to me, he looked like the Joker one-shot that Azzarello did.
Oh, shit, yes!
Remember the way that Joker was drawn?
Yes! Oh my god, yes!
That was a disturbing Joker book, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty
But you
dark.
See, Matt Reeves was smart enough to go like, hey, okay, we don't exactly need to literally slot in the Joker just because it's the Joker. Unlike Snyder, you fucker, we didn't need the Joker. You see, look what happens.
But are our Pats and Matt Reeves signed on for a trilogy?
Yes.
I mean, Pattinson, is it confirmed?
Pattinson, when he signed on to do Batman, had signed on to do for three films.
Okay, then.
But they never specified that those three films
would be
Batman films. Like, if he appears in the Flash film, that's also a second film. And that's been thrown into a bit of controversy now as well. So, yeah.
Thanks, Ezra.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
For getting angry at karaoke people.
I don't... Oh.
This is why we must all try and be a 90s band and be better than Ezra.
Oh, that is such a deep cut reference.
Looking around the house.
Oh, my God.
Hidden behind the windows and the doors.
I'm going to add this to my playlist in a minute.
You don't have this on your playlist? But what? Oh, it was good.
Oh, Jesus.
It was 20 years ago.
It was more than 20 years ago.
So fucking my memory isn't what it used to be. I'm an old person.
We all are.
20 years.
Shut up.
I am.
Anyway.
Yeah, so back to the Batman.
Batman.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did we think of Andy Serkis Butler?
I like him.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean,
I like him.
Serkis I like that there's someone else working in there besides Alfred.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's a woman.
He has staff.
Dolly.
Yeah, he has staff. Yes, he has staff. I like how, like, matter of fact he is. He's just like, okay. And then, like, keeping all the stuff. And, which I'm, like, doing, like, solving the crossword puzzle, like, the Zodiac. And like.
Although, like, I love how they chose Scotland because it does feel very gothic as a location.
Yeah.
But when you go to Wayne Manor, I'm like, no fucking house in America was ever built like this.
No, no way.
They did not bring that architecture. This interior is a fucking Scottish castle.
Aku macam like,
that was too European.
On point.
The interior was way too European.
It fits for Alfred. Not so much Bruce Wayne.
No. Okay, for me, it wasn't like, I didn't even think about Ready or Pain. I was like, ini memang gotik sial. Ini memang over. Ini memang macam like, wow, guys, you guys are really leaning into the whole depressed, like, yeah, like Heathcliff, like macam like.
Because all the exteriors were great.
Yeah.
The
church,
like,
you can get away with. It's a fucking church.
Yeah,
fair enough.
That's true.
But yeah, Wayne Manor.
Like, it looks like modern Tim Burton kind of bullshit. You know what I mean?
I mean, it literally looked like a Tim Burton attic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh. With the fucking huge wooden table. Yes. Like,
I mean, the carvings. Where
did the Waynes come from?
The eaves, huh? What?
You know, where did the Waynes come from when they landed in America?
Came from Wales.
No,
they're Welsh.
Wayne is not a Welsh last name.
Oh no, no, they changed it when they came to America.
All right, yeah, so yeah. Like a lot of other people.
It was originally Llewellyn, but they thought they wouldn't know how to pronounce this, Llewellyn. So we'll call ourselves Wayne.
Wayne.
No, but actually, one more.
It's been bastardized since we got here.
What?
It's been bastardized since we got
there
here.
There you go. As has this accent.
Yes. Yes.
One thing I did like, though, is like the whole thing of Alfred being sort of a father figure to Bruce. But
Bruce all being like, you're not my dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
When that happened, I'm like, bro. And the fact the fact that he literally said, you're not my dad. I'm like,
And then, of course, I'm like, he says, you're not my dad. I'm like, don't say that. Why did you say that, you asshole?
No.
Because the next thing that happens.
Boom.
They needed to say that so that that moment in the hospital when Alfred held his hand, oh, that broke me. That bit broke me because I'm like, you see, you fucker.
I mean, I guess it's the whole, it's a famous Nick Fury line, man. He needed the push. I swear. Okay, I mean, part of me was like, they're actually not going to kill off Alfred right?
Don't you dare.
No, they can't. They can't.
I was like,
fucking dare. I was like, be an uproar.
And here's the thing.
I was like, what the?
Because it's circus, I'm like, I wouldn't put it past him to go like, yeah, just kill me off the first movie. So I also was like,
no.
Oh, shit.
You can't. You can kill Dolly.
Oh, poor thing.
The one other staff member.
I'm sorry, she's expendable.
Oh.
She can give the push they need.
I like how I was talking to him about it, like, you know, I like how that this was actually it's a gigantic detective story.
Yes.
I mean,
it harkens back to, like, you know, hello, first appearance of Batman was in what?
Detective Comics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Although Eva didn't like how easy it was to solve.
Man.
Like, she solved it pretty early.
Hmm.
You know, because to her, it was like, room full of cops and Batman has come in to solve this riddle. You're all blur, is it?
Mm.
You know? Mm. But I like that it was a detective story.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I like
he's
the
working
notes to Zodiac.
With, yeah.
And Seven.
Seven, I was like, that fucking it's rat so mask. Obvious.
Yeah.
Where I was like, are they going to show? Are they going to show? I was like, oh, okay, they're not because of PG-13, but
yeah.
My imagination's running on overdrive. Right.
I also like, I'm sorry, it's a very art thing because I was looking through art for that film workshop. And like, you know that scene where they finally locate where the real Paul Dano is?
Uh-huh.
And that diner.
Yes.
I was like, Nighthawks, man.
Yeah, man.
Hopper, Nighthawks. I was like, yes.
No, for me, it's the opening 10 minutes where Eva also didn't like the VO. I kind of like the VO because he always had a journal.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is very... Like, it set the tone. It felt, to me, the entire movie felt like a 6-issue comic book.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. You know?
Yeah. Mm.
With Batman VO was, you know, in the comics, it was like Batman VO. But that first 10 minutes where the bat symbol's up and all these different crimes and they all just look at a dark area and they're freaked out.
Because.
And from then on, like, because of that, you feel the same. You're kind of just looking at the dark areas, like, who's going to... Because of the way that fucking Riddler first appears.
Yes.
Just slightly in the background.
Yeah. I love that shot.
Like, just zoop, and he's just there behind us, like, oh, fuck off.
No, but this is another thing I appreciate about this film. Like, we've always sort of looked at the bat signal as like, oh, the bat signal pops up, Batman pops up. It's so much more than that. Mm. It's a symbol of fear. Like, when you have the light... pop up, that's when everyone is panicking, going, oh, and fuck, one. Where the fuck is he now?
I mean, it goes back to the whole idea that, you know, the Batman instills fear.
Yes.
And there was a bit of it in Nolan's one, like in Dark Knight. Mm. Bat signals up, and they're like, yeah, I don't want to duel right now.
But it's more obvious in this one.
Because you feel their fear, like, after they see the symbol, and then they look over just at a corner, and they're like,
Yukita.
Even
Yukita. I think Yukita.
Even the guy robbing the small convenience store. Yeah. Which, nice reference. If you notice the store name, it was called Good Time, which was the name of the Safdie Brothers film that Pattinson was in. So I'm like, good nod. No Twilight nods, though. Thank God for that.
If only Zoe said, oh, you're sparkling. Speaking of which, Catwoman. Ah! She actually has cats.
Yes. And she didn't get licked by them.
And she doesn't
to
meow.
Gain their powers.
I did like her vibe. She felt very...
I didn't like the mask, but I mean, you know, she wasn't Catwoman yet, yeah. So I get it.
Yeah.
Like, because so far I've liked all the different portrayals of Catwoman.
Even Halle Berry.
For her own... ghetto-ness. I mean, look, it was the 2000s.
I can't defend that film.
It's Haley doesn't get a pass.
There you go.
But the rest. So I liked Zoe's one as well because I know a lot of people didn't like it. I liked Anne Hathaway's portrayal. But compared to Zoe, Anne Hathaway's portrayal seems too on the nose compared to Zoe's. Because they both have a cat like vibe to them.
Yes.
But yeah, Anne Hathaway's now, in retrospect, it's a bit more. Like, Zoe's felt very natural, but still very cat-like.
Anne was still very, ooh, I should be sneaky, like a cat. But, I mean, for Catwoman in this one...
Is she always supposed to be Falcone's...
No.
No, right? That's a thing for this one.
That was interesting. Fucking John Turturro. I was like, I know, no wonder you're not in the trailer so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it.
It's a big plot point.
Yes. Oh, but John Turturro, though. Ooh. I mean,
it's John Turturro.
It's John Turturro. You can't...
Some people don't like it, but, like, I'm here for him. Yeah.
And, of course, the Penguin!
I still wish he was Cockney, though.
Colin Farrell with all that fucking makeup.
Because when I saw...
I got you!
I loved how he was actually the comedic element in this whole
film. Yes, I love it.
Like that moment when
he wasn't a big boss yet. He was a manager.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably see more of that in the TV series.
Now Turturro's gone.
Yeah. So he's going to take over. But that moment when they caught him and tied him up and he's
you're getting me out, right?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Elrond, you got it wrong, man. That's not right. And then when he does
fun.
When he does the so waddle, fun. I'm like, you're going to leave me here?
He was having so much fun with that. It was not even funny.
What did we think of R. Pat's hairstyle?
I think something's in the way.
Yes. Like, I get it, because he's not being Bruce Wayne in the public yet.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm sorry, I was like, I'm sorry, sir, you're emo a boy. Wayne, comb your fucking hair.
Emo boy.
What
boy.
Is this? You go to someone's funeral like this? Alfred let you go out of the manor? Comb your fucking hair. If you don't want a haircut, at least comb it. Please. No, what is this fucking bullshit?
That's another thing. Like, when that first moment when he was in the Wayne Manor, when he came down to Alfred, and he's like, ooh, it's bright. Sunglasses. I'm like, bro. I get it. You don't like the sun, but like, you're indoors, motherfucker.
It's like, oh my god, you emo child. You emo man child.
You
stop
could
it.
Have walked a few steps to your
There's
left.
There's a bit of shade right there. Yeah. You could have just gone there.
Nah, sunglasses, man.
Ooh, I didn't notice. Did anyone notice? Did Alfred serve him soup?
No.
No?
Why?
Is that a
thing? Is that a
meme? It was
is
a running theme. Okay, there are a couple of running themes from that Tim Burton started, which have appeared. Not so much in Ben Affleck's one, but even in Gotham.
Okay.
Right? Soup, for some reason.
Of course.
Just like Batman doesn't like solids, I guess.
I mean, you know.
It's a quick meal. And it's always gazpacho soup, so it's cold.
Because you never know when he's going to come home.
Yeah.
Number one. He didn't wear glasses. That was another Tim Burton thing that he brought up. Bruce Wayne.
Oh shit,
glasses.
Yes.
What, Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Keaton wore glasses, yeah.
Keaton wore glasses, Kilmer wore glasses. Clooney when he needed them. And the third one is my favorite trope.
But he got contacts.
Oh, yeah, I got fancy contacts.
Yeah.
No, but my favorite trope, The turtleneck. He didn't wear the turneck.
Oh, the turneck.
Belum lagi.
I know.
No, that's because
time, but even young Bruce Wayne in Gotham wore the turneck.
Still got time.
Sebab dalam movie ni dia bukan Bruce Wayne, dia Batman je. Bruce Wayne tu persona yang dia akan that he puts on. You know what I mean?
He better have the turtleneck. I love Batman turtleneck.
There's another thing that's been going around. This meme that's been going around of like, you know how Batman just randomly disappears when you're talking to him.
Oh my and god! Then, and then the one where
there's
you
the Commissioner Gordon where he just punches Commissioner Gordon and runs.
I do like that one. Let's make it look real. Bomb!
Bomb!
I do like that rapport.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that went, "Oh, this Commissioner Gordon's a bit weak," but I'm like,
"Dia bukan Commissioner lagi. Dia belum lagi."
Was he detective or captain?
Captain, guys, calm down. Ini year 2 je. Year 2.
But I love that sort of quote unquote bromance between the two, because I mean, one can't work without the other.
They're working with each other, and he knows like at what point the law needs to come in, and you know.
So, and he will defend the Batman with his life, man. Even when the rest of the squad are like, "This guy's an idiot." It's like, "No, he's my idiot."
And come on, I love that actor anyway.
Yeah. Jeffrey Wright.
He's always good.
The casting for this is fucking on point, although, the cast they got.
He's been in so many better roles, but to me, he'll always be the bad guy in Shaft. With Samuel.
Yeah.
This Egyptian car, motherfucker. 220 tray. This more than your shitty-ass paycheck. Samuel was like, "You wouldn't know Egyptian card, and the Pharaoh himself sent it to you, you knockoff-wearing motherfucker."
Movie quotes with Cairo and Baha.
Westworld.
He was badass in that. What, it wasn't Westworld? A great... No, Shaft. Okay. It wasn't a great movie, but he was bad. Because, like, fucking Christian Bale's just doing American Psycho.
That's true. You know?
Samuel L's being Samuel L.
I mean, Shaft is not the greatest film, but is a bit of a cult classic. Like, you can go back and watch it time and time again. I'm like, fuck it.
You mean the new one, right?
No.
Even the new one's fun. Oh. Where they have a... It's like, "Oh, shit, I have a millennial child."
Yeah. Oh. Three generations of Shaft. But yeah, I mean, the Batman, I feel like it's the most, like I said before, it's the most realistic Batman. And I love that.
Realistic, but it's still a fantasy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it is, but
it's not trying to impose, like, I always felt like the Nolan movies, it really felt like this hammer going, "This could happen.
Mm.
Look at how real it could be."
Yeah.
No. The Batman is happening.
Yeah.
But even then, like, but that's the thing, like, the themes all, like, It feels feasible, but at the same time, it's like, it's still going to take a lot of work if you want to be Batman.
And also,
a lot of work.
What I love is that it didn't end on like, "Oh, the city's all back to normal. Everything's back to normal. Happy go." No.
City's fucked.
The city is fucked. Like, I'm sorry, but Riddler's plan at the end, when I saw that, I literally was like, "How the fuck are they getting out of this one?"
And the other thing I appreciate about this Batman compared to Nolan's, Bale just spent too much money. Like, I keep thinking back to the one where it's like, "Okay, to make sure that no one can know you're Batman, we need to order 5,000 units of this." I'm like, "Wait, kira, let's get on. Do it, too."
No, your this
father's money is more.
This one has no flaunting of wealth at all. Like, I don't even feel like
not
he's a billionaire at this point.
Yet. Not
maybe
yet,
a millionaire.
You don't see much of Wayne Manor except for that one attic.
Dia belum playboy lagi.
Yeah.
And the Batcave is just like, no one uses the station anymore.
Yeah,
mine.
Joomla.
Even like entrance to the Batcave is not even like a fancy waterfall.
No, it's just
a fucking gate.
No, like, there's no sort of, not pretentiousness about this Batman.
Mm. Although...
The pretentious, the emo pretentiousness of pets going to that fucking party.
A part of me does feel called bullshit that he can fit the entire suit in that backpack he pimps around in.
Hey, bro, you fold it nicely, roll up.
Yeah, and then after that, then you got to put it back in the bag.
Hey, bro.
And of course, don't forget, before he puts that on. Fucking...
And also, you think the kind of armor that can withstand a point blank like blast
just
of the
fits in a Jan spot?
Exactly.
Pimping around in a Jan spot backpack.
That is probably the only point in my anti fans like post that I kind of like, okay, la, maybe
he looks like he was going to art school.
No, yeah. No, but because like, no, okay, that's the only part where I kind of like, okay, la, I give you that point, anti-fan, with the, he's fucking standing in front of the guy, explosion right in his face, and he can still walk away from that without a scratch. Okay, that's a bit, maybe imba la. That's a slightly bit imba la, okay.
He's Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's, no, he's not, he's Vengeance.
Yeah. Vengeance.
He's Vengeance.
Sorry, he doesn't have that voice.
No,
he doesn't.
He tried. He tried for two weeks, and then he was like, fuck that shit. He was like,
no, I sound ridiculous. I'm not going to do this. And also, I like how the Batmobile was used for one sequence, but that was it. The rest of the thing, he was using the Batbike.
Because
no, he was using a bike.
Let's face it, that fucking car would attract attention.
Yes.
And, okay, I watched this in 4DX as well.
Which
he regrets.
Oh my God.
Which he regrets.
I'm sorry. The car,
4DX. I watched Aquaman in 4DX. That was a ride.
The car chase in 4DX is worth the price admission.
Oh, yeah?
I literally actually did have to hold on. Okay. I was like, the fuck?
I might go watch it.
Yeah, it did help. It was like first thing in the morning. I got like 10:30 screening.
4DX in the morning?
Because it's a 3-hour film. The next screening after that was one.
Because, yeah. And I can't schedule, remember?
Schedule, yeah. I need to be at work by 4. So I was like, literally holding onto the seats in this car chase, but it was so worth it. That was so worth it. And I mean, that's the power to Matt Reeves, that he knows, okay, this is gonna make the Batmobile so badass, I'm gonna use it in one sequence, and you're gonna remember that for the rest of your life.
Is it weird that I want to try 4DX in something with no action, like Remains of the Day?
Yeah, that's why.
Sense and Sensibility.
Why?
I'm just curious what the chair does.
No.
Oh, Mr. Darcy. Or, you know, when they meet Mr. Darcy, he's like, why is it vibrating? That's
And in one specific place.
Yeah. Dodgy.
Then when you're on the horse, just put up.
In my screen, the Dolby screen, I didn't realize, like, the chair doesn't move, but the subwoofer's on your bum.
Yes. Yeah, so it's vibrating. No, I had a friend recently that went to go and watch Ambulance. The Michael Bay film.
Should I watch that in 4D?
She watched it in 4DX and went, I felt like throwing up after that. Because,
I will watch it in 4D!
Because Ambulance, I'm sorry, Ambulance is a 2-hour, 15-minute car chase.
Of course it is.
With as many drone shots as Michael Bay can put.
Of course it is.
You going in expecting?
Look, if Michael Bay could shoot the entire movie with drones, he would.
No. When Michael Bay starts to reference his own fucking films, there's a line.
If you ain't down with the Bayhem, then you ain't down with the Bayhem.
There's literally two cops in the car quoting The Rock. And I'm like...
I'll watch it in 4DX.
No. It's a fantastic Bay film. It's the most Michael Bay film that has come out. It's brilliant. Is it a 5-star film? No, but it's a Bay film. You'll enjoy yourself.
It's 5 Michael Bay stars.
There you go. 5 Michael Bay stars.
There you go.
But coming back to the Batman.
The Batman.
Like Ambulance.
Vengeance.
I fucking love the film. Like I would watch this over
and
over.
I enjoyed it. I'm not sure about over and over again.
Right
now, that's the thing. I've only seen it once, but it is in the running to be my favorite Batman film.
Oh, wow.
For me.
Yeah, no. Wow. Honestly, same here. Like, I love Keaton's Batman.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I don't love Keaton's Batman.
Keaton's Batman will always hold a special place in my heart because that was my first Batman. Mm. And then, of course, Adam West also because that was my technically
second
Batman.
And rewatching Keaton's Batman,
mm-hmm.
It is interesting. Like, as a kid, I thought the Joker was funny. As an adult, I'm like, this is fucked up.
Okay, I need to rewatch Batman again then.
The things the Joker does... Like, if you actually just think about it without the laughs, like, that's kind of gruesome.
What makes you think go back. Gruesome?
I mean, that whole sequence, was it the
first film? He splashed acid on the girl, you know?
Yeah.
What made you think it wasn't gruesome?
I don't know, as a kid, it was just like, I thought Jack Nicholson was just a fun ride.
And then that sequence when he's, dancing with the boombox.
Dancing with the boombox, talking to a fried up corpse.
Yeah.
After he's like done the handshake buzzer thing, and then he's just having a chat with this corpse.
Then when he goes into the city throwing present bombs at people, like
it's actually pretty fucking disturbing. Like Joker is legit villainous.
Yeah,
I did not notice that as a kid. I just thought he was cool.
Ha clown.
And I mean, it came out when I was 9.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson already is creepy without the makeup.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the makeup is like ooh. I mean, we watched that Batman.
Like, it doesn't take away anything from the Nolan's Batman, because, yes, I know I shit on Nolan's Batman a bit in this episode, but it's just in comparison. I still think they're good movies.
Yeah,
Dark Knight is still an untouchable fucking movie.
That's the thing. Like, don't get us wrong. It's not that we hate or don't like prefer the other.
I also really like Rising because it's got JGL.
Of course.
Just like, relevant.
You like JGL? Like, hey, yo, I'm from Gotham, and I was an orphan, and I knew you. When I was an orphan, Bruce Wayne came and was like, oh, it's a fucking orphan that had the money. And then I was like, yo, you gave me that look that says you're the Batman. So you're the Batman. Like, no one else in that Gotham sounds like they're from the Bronx.
Only JGL is.
But for some reason, hey, Commissioner, you don't want to know who the Batman is. So... What the fuck is he doing? I totally forgot that.
Nolan's Batman was of its era. It was good for its time. I mean, you can't take away fucking Cillian Murphy's Scarecrow was holy shit.
Cillian Scarecrow and, of course, Heath's Joker.
Yes. I mean, they were great films. But great now films. We've gotten this new Batman, which is, at the moment, our current favorite Batman. There's probably going to be another Batman in, say, 10 years' time, which might blow this one out. Because
to me, like, this
well.
Is the most, like... This is the most that felt like an relatable. Actual comic book.
Yes. Yes.
Like a good comic book. It didn't feel like an event book.
Mm. No.
It felt like a story that was in the 12 issues of that year.
Yeah.
Year two.
Yeah. And it had the same... Like, it really just the vibe felt like, oh, I'm reading like a year... I'm watching a year two comic book.
Yeah. And the pacing was fantastic. Like, it didn't feel... There was no dull moment in this. There was no dip.
Yeah. So we were complaining about the length. I was like...
I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it.
Fuck you guys can't deal with a 3-hour movie.
Fuck you. I mean...
Yeah, I mean,
coming from me who just did a 3-hour movie.
Like, to me, a 3-hour movie that is paced well will never feel like 3 hours.
Yes.
Scarface to this day does not feel long. It's a fucking long movie.
Justice League, Snyder Cut, 4 hours.
Mm-mm. Okay, that does feel long. That does feel long. And Godfather 2 does feel long.
Although,
that is the pace that Godfather 2 is.
No, but you see, the thing is, Godfather 2, I enjoy that pace.
No, yeah. I mean, it is that... That is the pace of that movie.
Yeah.
There Will Be Blood is about 3 hours. First 20 minutes, no dialogue.
But it works.
But it's a good pace. Yeah. Like, it's the fucking movie. So everyone who's just complaining... Because I know why cinemas complain.
But I mean, it's because... I think it's also because our attention spans right now are seriously ADHD'd. Because
it is people getting used to the fact that you have it on demand. So pause, do something, blah, 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 answer phone, da-da-da, come back. But it is the experience. Like
no one's going to complain that Godfather Part 2 was long. Because
of course they will.
That's all you had. No, back in the day. When it first came out, people are like...
They will now.
They will now. But when it first came out, nobody's going to be like, oh, this is too long.
The only reason why, like, to me, Godfather 2 feels long, because back when you had... Because I had the DVD box set.
You had to change the DVD.
It's the only movie I had where I had to put in second disc.
No.
Because it's that fucking long.
VHS. We had three cassette tapes.
Oh yeah, VHS had even fucking longer.
Exactly.
That's right.
Changed to tape too.
Did I have any movie that had more than one tape? Because I didn't have Godfather.
Titanic.
Oh no, I had Godfather 2 on tape, but it was just one tape because I had a 4-hour. I had a 4-hour tape set to long play.
Ooh,
oh my!
I feel the fuck out of
God. Help.
So after Godfather, I still had 2 hours left. Aha!
That's what you call balling back in the early 80s.
It did look shitty if you recorded in a long play. But you fit so much more in.
Yes, because it's a long play.
Because when they showed it on TV, it'd be like, and the rest of Godfather 2 will be on tomorrow night on Channel 4 at 10 p.m. Like, I gotta wait 24 hours?
For part 2?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I guess that was our little take on Batman. I mean,
wasn't that spoilery?
There's no spoilers, and
I mean a bit here and there.
Oh, but I do got to mention this is, I think, this post credit sequence though.
Yeah, you're very intrigued by that.
I didn't.
I feel like it. You know why
You know why I didn't see the post credit sequence?
Why?
Well, first off, you had GSCs, typical. Well, movie habis, open the door 5 minutes before the movie habis. That's one, which is annoying. No, but number two, I can really forgot about this. And I don't know if it's new or what. Second, the credits come on, floodlights.
Oh, yeah.
Blasted.
Yeah.
I guess I should fuck off then.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what the post credits are.
Okay, here's the thing.
What was it?
The post credit sequence was the website. Like, they actually created...
Oh, that thing, the thing.
Yeah, radarlada.com.
Has it been uncovered?
Yeah, it was the fact that Paul Dano was writing a whole bunch of Riddler comics.
Mm.
Yeah, the 6-part Riddler comic issue.
Like, he's writing it.
He's writing it.
He's not drawing it.
No, but he's writing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a Riddler comic and he's now the Riddler. But that's the thing, like... What I find genius about this post-credit sequence is that you got to take home the post-credit sequence, and it lived with you much longer than the film did, because every week was something new. And so,
it's something different, because like the Nolan era, it was the promo leading up to the movie.
Mm.
Like, remember, like, what was it? It was, I remember Dark Knight Rises, this thing, like, you had to keep, like, people had to keep...
Yes, there was a puzzle. Like,
bits of the picture would finally appear until it was just Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And look at my back. It is big.
And I'm doing this voice.
Oh.
He's not a Yoda.
I think actually on set it was like more like... Oh.
No, on set you could barely understand. It was just
I saw the first, like, when they did that first teaser of like the opening, and people were like, what the fuck is he saying?
Yeah, when they had to redub it.
I liked the voice.
Yeah.
I liked his original voice.
But you just...
It was scarier, but you also had to fucking like, what did he say?
You need a subtitle. Yeah. No, but
he wasn't like, yes, the fire rises.
No, but I appreciate it. Like, the first week we've got this, the Radha Alada was all the riddles that you had to figure out. And then you got one sort of cryptic message you had to uncover. And the second week, they actually gave you a full-blown, like, packet of all the different Riddler shit. Like, all his writings, the journal, a picture of his room, the pictures of the mayor as well, the ones that you see in the film. So it's like, you're living a part of the film now. You're invested in this. And I'm like, that's fucking genius. Mm. Like, it brings you into the movie in a way that nothing else has. Mm. And I want to see if the kings of post-credit sequences... Well, maybe. No. You don't think they would?
No.
You don't think Marvel will try and take a piece out of this?
It's not their thing.
Okay.
They've never done stuff like this.
Yeah. It's not their thing. Unless they have an entirely new property that will warrant it. Maybe.
But they don't usually do stuff like this. Because it's a very Warner Brothers thing.
Then I have to say this.
They've been doing it with Nolan stuff. They did it with that same person that did the Nolan stuff for Batman. She was the one that was having the marketing for Cloverfield. Remember all that stuff?
Yes. Cloverfield? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Warner Brothers, this worked. Don't start shoehorning it into your other films.
Of course
they
will.
Don't fucking do this with, oh, Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Here's a mystery website.
Shazam's like, oh, Beetlejuice 2, mystery website.
Oh, speaking of which, it is moving forward. You know that, right?
They keep trying to make Beetlejuice 2. There's no reason to. Is it still Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii?
No, I don't fucking know. I would love it to be, but...
No, but is it still, like... No, is it a director? Burton.
Both writers.
Is there a director?
There's no director,
that is a Burton movie. No one else.
Because Keaton and Ryder have already come out and said, yes, we are part of it.
Yeah, I know that.
The script apparently has already been written.
The script was written like 20 years ago.
There was a script for Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
I want to see that, though. I still want to see that.
What is the point?
Hey, be interested in Hawaii. Have your chill time. Like, he's on holiday.
Just bring back the cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the cartoon.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, just the cartoon.
That and the Ace Ventura cartoon. And the Mask cartoon. All three of them.
Hammer cartoon.
Fuck.
With his floating pants and his talking dancing shoes.
Yes. That was the best.
Speaking of funny things... You saw the Batman, the trailer.
Yes.
When they go, like, when the sign hits the sky, for some unknown reason, the next line in my brain is, like a big pizza pie that's
Oh, my God.
When Batman's in the sky like a big pizza pie that's some morning.
Every time he says that line, my brain.
Oh, I think you need to go to work.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's a nice place to end it. On a stupidly crazy, that's how my brain works. No,
so when you see Batman in the sky,
like a big pizza pie,
it's a morning.
Yes, this was a love fest for Batman because we enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, so like I said, it's coming out on digital April 19th. So if you have the opportunity, please watch it. I would be interested to see this on a normal TV screen and see how that.
Yeah, but. Okay, if you are watching a normal TV screen,
pump up your brightness.
No, just stream it at the high bit rate, as high a bit rate as you can.
Yeah.
And not only the brightness, but switch off the lights.
Yeah, switch
off the lights. Switch off TV smoothening or whatever the fuck that bullshit is.
That's the first thing I do every time I get a new TV.
Yeah. If you have like the sun coming through your windows onto the TV, it might not be the best time to watch the Batman.
You are not gonna see shit.
Yeah. Appreciate the fact that it's dark.
Yes. Yeah. And it works. The darkness works.
Compare this to the opening of Joss Whedon's Justice League. The brightest night in Gotham. Oh, the moon was shining so blue that night. What a bullshit.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Amina Chen.
If you're listening to this on Spotify, you can make sure you head to youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. And if you're watching this on youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia, we're on every audio platform. You can find us anywhere, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple
All
Music,
the socials
Google Podcasts.
At Geeks in Malaysia.
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tinder.
Nice to Tinder. And get us money at ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia.
Yes, everything's there. You can follow us fucking everywhere. So yes.
And TikTok,
yes.
My name is Amina Chen.
I am Lee Dorian.
And I am Kyrie Lambaha. I was going to say vengeance. And just figured out we are.
Keep geeking out, yo.
We are vengeance.
I am vengeance.
Let's go.